Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, the 4th of June, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Now, onto the synopsis of today's show. Well, many of you who have listened to my shows will know that my strongly held opinion is that we are moving towards a fully blown totalitarian state, which is one of the major reasons that I left the United States to come and live in Southeast Asia. So I'm going to talk about this, not very long, but I'd like to give you something of an update to my views on this subject. Well, it seems that 2018 could be a record year for store closings, according to Business Insider. So I'm going to give you a few rather ugly facts pertaining to that. Then I'm going to spend some time explaining a few of the facts of life about Europe. Now, Europe really is rapidly coming apart, and I'm very keen for my listeners to be fully appraised of the situation as regards Europe. If anyone is responsible for the dire plight in which America finds itself today, if there is any one figure historically, it would have to be Woodrow Wilson with his globalism. He was the first American really to espouse this rather grim idea, but it did give rise to Hitler and Stalin and the whole idea of totalitarian murder. It really came from Woodrow Wilson, and I'm going to talk about that next. Then, as I've said so many times, but it's getting worse, the United States has the largest public debt of any country in history. So I have more to say about that. Americans are trying to keep up the pretense of a middle-class lifestyle with credit card debt. So we need to talk about that. As things are today, with the non-recovery becoming more and more evident to people, we are actually still paying the price from 2008, when the central banks committed a massive error by not allowing the markets and their bad debts to actually clear. So I'm going to go into some more detail about that. It's rather interesting, I think. China's brave new world involves a move towards a mandatory social credit system for all citizens by 2020. It's rather like a sort of glorified points and demerit system in school, and every citizen will be involved, and their score will be available for all to see. That's what the Chinese have to look forward to. So some information on that will be forthcoming. The fatal mistake the US made at the end of the Cold War is something I've touched briefly on, and I'll do so again today. It's really unpleasant and so unnecessary. It didn't have to be this way at all. So we're going to finish up with a piece on James Clapper. You know who he is, the former director of National Intelligence, who's just published a book that claims that the Russians flipped the 2016 election to Donald Trump. And of course, even in the book, without a scintilla of evidence. This man is a liar, he's a loathsome individual, but he needs to be understood, and I will assist in that endeavour as the culmination of today's show. So with that, I think I shall take my leave and wish you all a wonderful week ahead. I will be back. This is Richard Martin, back with you on Friday with another précis of the show. So until then, take care. Talk to you soon.